Now, the rest of the story. You know, you read a list of Richard Coote's credits, and he was the, well, Earl of Belmont, Member of Parliament, bigwig Whig, newly appointed governor of 3 American colonies. Sounds like a force to be reckoned with. But what he was chronically broke. His earliest correspondence relates to debts. His continuing concerns were financial ones. And so in October of 1695, Richard Coote cooked up his most promising money-making scheme. He would find a sea captain and, in essence, hire him to hunt pirates, to go out and capture pirate ships and swipe their loot, and then come home and split the take with Richard. Oh, it was legal. On the 10th of the month, Richard signed such a partnership agreement with a sea captain named Will. In the agreement, Richard stipulated that he would kick in £2,000 of his own money to help finance the first voyage, also to take care of the necessary governmental paperwork. Privateering, it was called. And it did require official clearance. Now, that's how it all started, but this... well, this is the rest of the story. History now suggests that there was a secret agenda in Richard Coote's pirate hunting plan. Or at least that one evolved, because while Richard was campaigning for his colonial governorship appointment, his main platform was anti-piracy. And that concurred with one of the British government's primary concerns. Predictably, when Richard reached New York, his first meeting with the council was devoted entirely to fighting piracy and the piracy trade. Piracy, he said, was an abomination. It must be stamped out. Well, now, wait a minute. The problem was that a very fine line existed between privateering and piracy. And as you recall, Richard Coote was himself a privateer. Well, somehow Richard had to remove all doubt as to what he was and was not. You can draw your own conclusions from what happened next. Richard received word that his privateer partner, Captain Will, had fallen prey to a mutiny, that his crew had turned pirate, had actually threatened to murder Captain Will, had stormed off in search of innocent vessels to plunder. So, Richard ordered Captain Will to come to America, where presumably he would be protected. But instead, when he got here, Captain Will was arrested and imprisoned to await trial. The charge was piracy. And the captain eventually was tried and hanged as a pirate. He went to the gallows vehemently, vociferously, passionately protesting that he never was a pirate, that he never had been a pirate, that he was merely a victim of a mutiny. As if to underscore the captain's innocence, the hangman's rope broke on the first try. Anyway, as I say, you can draw your own conclusions. Captain Will was either a pirate or a patsy. In either case, he was thus reluctantly thrust into history books for Richard Coote's hired pirate hunter. Now, the man he had hired to hunt pirates, who was later to be tried as a pirate, the most dread pirate who ever hoisted the Jolly Roger, may have been nothing more than a political pawn to help his sponsor win a political election. Nonetheless, he's forever vilified as the notorious William Kidd, the pirate Captain Kidd. And now you know the rest of the story.